Sanibonani bazalwana. Igama ngunkululeko wakakhanyile. Ngingomunye ke wabazalwane eChrist Central Soweto. Ngiyathanda ke ukunibingelela nonke bazalwane emakhaya egameni lomfelo wami uJesu Kristu. Angethemba ukuthi uNkulunkulu sanigcinile nonke emseni wakhe kulesi sikhathi sibhekene naso. Bazalana, we do continue with our series esiqalile on leadership encwadini ya base Korinte. I will be doing namhlanje u 1 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 1 kuya ku 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 1 kuya ku 5. Esihlokweni ke sentshumela namhlanje engisinika ukuthi this is how you ought to honor Christian leaders. This is how you ought to honor Christian leaders. Kodwa before siqale ngathanda ukuthi ngifunde izwi la namhlanje for us and then sizoqhubeka ke lentshumayelo namhlanje. Ake sivuleke amaBhayibheli ethu or scroll down through your phone or tablet or whatever means that you have ofunda kulona izwi likaNkulunkulu. Let me read. This then is how you ought to regard us as servants of Christ, as those entrusted with the mysteries God has revealed. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear. But that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God. And this is the word of the Lord. Ngizothanda ukuthi bazalwane sithandaze before we look at the word of the Lord. Sicela uNkulunkulu asisize ezisibheka intshumayelo namhlanje. Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, siyakubonga nanamhlanje ukusigcina kwakho and the opportunity okwazi ukuzwa izwi lakho in our different homes la sikhona. Bawothi ongcwele, it is my prayer ukuthi izwi lakho likhulumisane nempilo zethu. Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, I pray one that you will give us, Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, a greater understanding yezwi lakho. I pray that you will give us faith to obey your word and live by your word. Finally, Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, I pray that ukuthi uzongenza ngibe mncane, wena ube mkhulu, Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, ukuze ekugcineni kosuku wena wedwa udunyiswe, Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele, ngokufunda kwezwi lakho nangokushunyela kwalo. Ngiyathandaza ke Baba zonke lezi zinto egameni lomfelo wami uJesu Kristu. Amen. There have been a lot of books on leadership. Unfortunately, even the ones we call Christians' books on leadership follow secular methodology and put Jesus' name on it. Leadership has been about the one-man show, a man with a vision or a goal that we all follow. It's about that person. Lolu hlobo ke lokuba umholi bazalwane lungenile nasemabandleni. In our days, we have abo men of God or prophets of God who claim to have a vision from God. Therefore, wonke umuntu kumele alandele lapho. Amabandla akhona are big buildings, abhelwe sibanibanezi ministries. Nawazi ke bazalwane. Looks are important in such models of leadership. Expensive suits and expensive cars, ukubonisa ukuthi ngempela they are favored by God. Ngenxa ye influence ke bazalwane of such models, we then tend to judge our leaders on how successful in their ministries based on these models. Uma umuntu enebandla elincane ethembekile kuNkulunkulu ngokushumayela ivangeli leqiniso bekhonzela emkhukhwini wegarage, sibukela phansi leyo nto leyo as into yabantu abazihluphekile noma abahluphekile. Ake sibheke ke bazalwane ukuthi uPawuli usisiza kanjani ukuthi singabahlonipha kanjani abaphathi bethu. My first point here is that leaders are servants and managers. Emphasis elika 1 kuya ku 2. Leaders are servants and managers in verse 1 to kuya ku verse 2. First thing that Paul reminds the Corinthians with is that they are collectively servants of Christ. They don't belong to themselves, but belong to Christ. Whatever that they do, it has been assigned to them by Jesus. He, Jesus, is at the center of all that they do. Njengomuntu omele izwe lakubo ezweni elingelona lakubo, an ambassador. Uyazikhohlwa ukuthi yena ungubani. Konke akwenzayo ukumela izwe lakhe. Ukwenza kwahle kwakhe kudunyiswa izwe lakubo. Kanti futhi nokwenza kabi kwakhe kunyelisa or disappoints izwe akaphuma kulo. The second thing is that they are trustees, using NIV's language. But I like the word managers because we are most familiar with ama managers. Ama managers bazalana njengoba sazi yilabo bantu abanikwe izinsiza, resources, ukuthi bathathe izinqumo ezinhle nezizokhulisa ibhizinisi futhi zibeke igama lenkampani ezingeni eliphezulu. Now Paul is saying this is who they are. The other picture that Paul has here is that of people paddling together in a boat. There are no competition among themselves, but are together working towards the same cause and are equal. The difference here between the manager that I've explained from above is that Paul and others are managers of the mysteries of God. That is the gospel, which is now revealed but was a mystery to the Old Testament community until Jesus came. Now, how are they managers of the gospel? Well, by preaching and teaching the gospel, not their wisdom, not their good presentation or their vision, as you would remember Paul reminding the Corinthians that he came to preach Christ crucified. Nothing else. Here, bazalwane Pauli, he adds faithfulness from the qualities that he just mentioned in verse 2. He says in verse 2, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. The manager is out to be faithful to the CEO in how he or she is using the company's resources. Now, Paul challenge how the Corinthians have been influenced by their society in evaluating their leaders. Corinthians' leaders were evaluated by how well they spoke. They were being evaluated by their wisdom. They were being evaluated by their presentation and so forth. Paul says here, Christian leaders are to be evaluated by how faithful they've been to their master and his gospel. I think I need to repeat that one, Bazalan. Christian leaders are to be evaluated by how faithful they've been to their master and his gospel. Christian leaders are servants like Jesus who came to serve by dying on the cross. Therefore, Christian leaders are to be marked by service in all that they do. Christian leaders are managers who have been placed by Jesus to preach and teach his gospel. They are not CEOs, but simply subordinates of Christ. Their task is not to come up with another message, but simply preach and teach the message that they've been given. They are to preach Christ crucified and not empty the power of the cross by adding their worldly wisdom, and are to be true representatives of their master Jesus. They are to be faithful, not to their audience or culture or themselves, but their master and his message. Let me repeat that one, Bazalan, before we go to the next point. I think it's very important. They are to be faithful, not to their audience or culture or themselves, but their master and his message. My second point is that it's the Lord's judgment that matters in verse 3 to verse 5. In verse 3 to verse 5, and as we have seen in chapter 1 to chapter 3, it seems like the Corinthian church has been judging Paul in particular on his leadership model, that he's not the charismatic leader like the rest of the other leaders, that he's not good looking either, as these were some of the criteria that the people of Corinth were using in evaluating their leaders, which might have been one of the reasons for the factions in Corinth. So in verse 3, Paul says, I care very little if I'm judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. Here, Paul, he might sound rude, but that's not what he's doing at all. As we hear him saying in verse 4, my conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Now, Paul embodies how it looks like in practice to be a servant of Christ and a manager of the gospel who is faithful. You know, labazalana, Paul helps Corinthians to see that the judgment that one needs to pay attention into, it is not what people say or society's view on you, but what God say, because at the end, it is God who would have a final say on your life. Therefore, by judging each other, one assumes the judgment seat to be God himself. I think this is very, very important point, Bazalon. That Paul helps Corinthians to see that the judgment that one needs to pay attention into, it's not what people say or society's view on you, but what God say, because at the end, it is God who would have a final say on your life. Therefore, by judging each other, one assumes the judgment seat to be God himself. This view of God being the final judge has made Paul to stand against the culture of Corinth and its view about leadership, and willing to be mocked by being faithful to Christ, his master, and his message. To be none like the respected leaders of Corinth, but to imitate Jesus, who was sidelined and not seeking the glory from people, but the one that God the Father will give him. Here, Bazalane, Paul warns the Corinthians in verse 5 to wait for the Lord's right time to judge, because his judgment is way better than human judgment and their rewards, for it will reveal even the motives of the heart and rewards accordingly. I guess verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in the darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God. Leaders, Bazalan, are to be faithful to Jesus, not to people pleasers and seekers of people's praise, knowing that their praise for being faithful will come from God, as he will be saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. Christian leadership is not a one-man show, Bazalwan. It's not about the looks, nor academics on how many books you've written. It's not about the car you drive or how popular you are. Bazalane, Christian leadership, it is about being a servant of Christ, a manager of the gospel, and being faithful to God about the resources that He has entrusted you with to glorify Him, on how you utilize those resources for His glory. I guess, Mazalan, at the end, it is about one man, and that is Jesus. He is out to be the center and the object of all that is done in ministry. Again, ngiphindele kubazalwane esizivala namhlanje. Jesus is out to be the center and the object of all that is done in ministry. Amen. Let me pray for us, and then after praying, bazalwane, then we'll close the service for today. Baba othongcwele, siyakubonga in the series that we are doing your leadership. Impela Nkosi, you are helping us, Nkulunkulu othongcwele, to clarify and to be cleared in our minds how does Christian leadership look like. Usizile Nkosi from sukela ku chapter 1 until now we've arrived in chapter 4, where in chapter 4 Paul is really, really applying the truths that he has been to the things that he has been dealing with from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Siyabonga Nkosi namhlanje ukusikhanyisela and usibonisa indlela Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele ukuthi simelwe ukubheka abaphathi noma leaders that you have placed emabandleni ethu Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele ngalolu hlobo lokuthi bayizikhonzi zevangeli bangabantu abaphethe noma they are the managers zevangeli, and that also of course ekugcineni there are people who are to be faithful. They are to faithful not to influential people in our church, our churches. They are not to be to be faithful to vocal people, to the most vocal people in our churches. They are not to be faithful to the people who are rich, who have most money in our churches. They are not to be faithful, Lord God, to their favorites, people or leaders that they are work amongst. But the Bible calls them to be faithful to God, who is their master, who will judge their motives at the end. The Bible calls them to be faithful to His message, to their master's message, because that's what they've been entrusted with. That's what God has, through Jesus Christ, has commissioned them to go into the world and preach this gospel, to be faithful in God and faithful to the message, to emulate Christ and how, while He was here on earth, preached this message, and how He was sidelined because He didn't seek to be famous or popular or to be treated differently from any people, whether people are rich or poor, homeless. Jesus Christ didn't seek to be treated as different from those people, but He preached and remained faithful, and He remained faithful all the way to the cross. And so, Father, thank You so much for helping us Gulo Sunday to rethink how the world has influenced us in thinking about leadership, to rethink how the books from particularly in America had influenced us as Africans in how we are to think about leadership, especially in our churches. Lord, I pray that You will help us in evaluating those influences. I see the people we normally listen to, see that in TVs or YouTube, those videos that are being shared around of best speakers or leaders. Lord, I pray that we would, as we listen to those things, we'll critically listen to those things and see if those things that we're listening to are helping us to be Christ-centered in our leaderships to be marked by servanthood, not to be leaders who are one-man show in whatever that we do. Help us, Lord God, to honor those who are not per se perfect, but who are walking this journey of being like Christ and are faithful unto His message and stick to the truth in regards of what the church members are thinking, the society is thinking about them. So also help us, Lord God, in our church in CCS. Lord, we have great and amazing leaders that love Jesus and are seeking to glorify Him in whatever that they do. Lord, I pray that it will be our prayer as well for them to remember that they are nothing more than to be servants and managers of God's gospel, and are to be faithful to Christ and to His message. And help us, Lord God, to not judge them according to how the world view leadership, but remember that God is the one who is the judge, and finally who come to judge the world, and especially his appointed leaders, revealing their motives of why they did things the way that they've done, and they will get their reward from Him, which will be better than anything this world can offer or give. Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity. Keep reserving, Lord God, our fellow congregants. I pray that, Lord God, that may the love of the Father, Lord God, I pray that may the fellowship, Lord God, of the Spirit and grace, Lord God, of Jesus Christ will remain with us all until you, Lord, come back. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.